Health One Home Care, can I help you?
Hi, is Dimitro on?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Dimitro, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like I received your application that you had faxed over. I think it was on Friday. Just wanted to go over a couple things with you, see exactly what we're looking for here.
Okay.
I will probably need to gather, you know, a couple more documents from you, but, you know, just let's get on the same page initially here.
Okay.
So, it looks like, are you looking for working capital?
Yes.
Okay. And any idea of how much you were looking for?
We're looking for somewhere between 15 to 25,000.
15 to 25. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what was that going to be used for?
Well, we're ramping up. We experienced a slowdown over the past several months because we had a take back from the previous owner. So we're in the midst of litigation or appeals process administratively with Medicare over a large take back from the previous owner, because we took ownership of this in 2 years ago, two plus years ago. Okay, the take backs were for patients seen by the previous owner. And you know, we're in the process of suing the previous owner too, so we lost the we got taken back a good portion, you know, 25 grand on that, and then we had a survey at the same time, so we had a slowdown. So we're increasing our patient base again, you know, and we're trying to increase the cash flow, but we have those fixed expenses that are always there for the staff and everything to go see the patients, but the government payments don't always come in, you know, in time. And we have increased our marketing efforts, too, to increase the patient base. And we'd like to expand, ideally, to private duty. We used to average about 20 to 25,000. Then we had that downturn. But last month and this past month, today, we've done about 20 to 25,000. So okay. We're just looking for some cash flow to do a combination of working capital and hopefully some expansion, so we can hire more staff to see more of these patients.
Okay, I see. All right. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
The sooner the better. So.
Okay. All right. So, you know, for like top line revenue for the entire year, are you guys, what, are you around maybe 250, or what's it look like there?
I think we're around three to four.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're around that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, I am a co-owner with my mother. She's physician. She's a physician, and she is the director of health.
Okay. All right. All right. And then, you know, to give you, or to kind of get an idea of exactly what we're going to qualify for here, how would you rate, you know, your and your mother's personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I honestly don't know what her credit is. I know that I had some identity theft on mine, but I've been working with someone to clear that up, and I've actually gotten quite a bit deleted off my
good.
Credit report. I think 17 items were deleted over the last 3 months. So I don't know where that puts my credit score at this point. Before that, you know, it was not good. But I don't know if it's reflected yet with those deletions that my credit score went up. I'm not sure at all.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, just to give you, you know, some initial feedback on the credit situation, you know, for the working capital programs, they're primarily based on sales. So credit it's a small factor.
Okay.
It's, you know, we're able to work with a wide range, but typically the programs are based primarily on sales. So if you guys are looking at about, you know, between 300,000 and 400,000, usually we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So you know, on the safe side, we're looking at about 30,000 available to you.
Okay.
Now, if we are able to approve you for 30,000, you don't necessarily have to take the full 30. You can kind of take what you need from there. So the 15 to 25 puts us in a field that, you know, is very, we're very capable of getting you there.
Okay.
Now, what I will need a few things from you. Mm-hmm. Oh, another question for you real quick, actually. Have you done a working capital loan before?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We satisfied them, but they were never huge loans. You know, they were always small, like $3,000-$5,000 here, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nothing large.
Okay. And are any of them currently open right now?
We have one open with Yellowstone Capital, which there's approximately 1,000-something left.
1,000, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So typically when there's something like that, it's an existing working capital loan with a balance. And I'm pretty familiar with the Yellowstone. We actually have a lot of customers that come over here from them. So on those types of approvals, when I get you approved for, let's say I get you approved for 20,000, right?
Okay.
And if you have the balance of 1,000 on the Yellowstone, what we will require is a portion of that go toward paying off that balance.
That's perfectly fine. We have no problem with that.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, just because
there's no we have no prepayment penalty with that.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice. And yeah, and with our programs, there's no prepayment penalty either. We actually give you a discount for paying it back early.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you have an idea of, you know, how long of a term you were looking for?
Okay. How do you guys work? Do you do on a day? We don't do credit cards, so. Do you do it on a daily, a weekly, or do you even do it on what do you call it? A percentage of whatever comes in.
Oh, kind of like a percentage holdback. So we have all of those options available. Typically for first-time borrowers, mm-hmm. for the working capital programs,
uh-huh.
the most common structure is a daily payback.
Okay.
I do have weekly options that are available too, but you just need to qualify for them. So I would have to
ideally, take a look. I'd like to try for the weekly. We prefer weekly, but if we have to go daily, that's fine. We've done
okay.
that before.
Okay, that's good info for me, because if it's something you're interested in, I can at least try for it.
Right, and then term-wise, what's your typical term for?
So they can range anywhere from, they're typically shorter terms, so we can range anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. But again, on that, for the 36, typically for first-time borrowers, I see 2 years as being the top end of it.
Okay.
We're really structured in a way that we want to establish the relationship first.
Right.
Once we establish the relationship, then we open you up to more options.
Okay.
With all
whatever
of our
the
programs.
Maximum term you could get us.
Oh, okay. So
we
prefer longer then.
Right. We prefer longer, but we're flexible, and we understand. Are you the direct lender, or you work with other investors?
Sure. So we actually do both. We're a direct lender, and we will first try to get you approved in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if that isn't an option, if it doesn't meet our in-house requirements,
uh-huh.
we do have syndicates that we will work with that we can get you approved through as well. But okay. we always shoot to do in-house first, and
mm-hmm.
usually when you do that, the reason we do that is because we have more competitive rates.
Okay.
But basically, if we can't get it done in-house, we'll get it done through one of our syndicates. So we have a lot of options here to kind of fit you into what you're working with.
Okay.
Now, let me see. I don't believe I have an email address for
it's,
you.
It's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, the number one, not spelled out, just one.
Okay.
homecare@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together an email right now for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to actually have you fill out, I know you sent in an application. I'm
right.
going to have you fill out another application. It's
sure.
it's very similar, but it's a little more specific to the program that I want to get you into.
Okay.
So I'll email that to you and then a list of what I need. It's going to be
sure.
6 months of the business bank statements.
Sure.
And then the most recent business tax return that you have.
Okay.
Did you guys finish 2015?
No. We have a, what do you call it?
An extension?
Yeah, extension. I don't know why my mind's not working.
No worries. It's Monday. Okay, so yeah, with the if you could send me the 2014 tax return.
I do have the 2014. And with the 6 months bank statements, I will tell you that in May of this year, we switched banks. So
oh, okay.
We switched from Bank of America to Chase.
Oh, okay.
But I do have 6 months of bank statements.
Okay,
and
so
May will be two banks because we switched sort of
oh,
like...
Oh, perfect. It was an overlap. Yeah.
It's an overlap. We switched, so there's some days that overlap between the two banks, but that's...
Okay. Now, what was the reason for switching?
We're more comfortable with our company or the business rep at Chase.
Okay.
I know the person at Chase, so...
Oh, nice.
So it's a family friend, so we decided to bring our business over there.
Okay. Now, do you guys still have the Bank of America?
No, we closed that completely.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That keeps it nice and clean for us on my end.
Okay.
I'll just need the bank statements, the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension,
uh-huh.
and the newest application.
Okay.
All right, so I will send that to you. In the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information, too. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call directly.
Okay.
And you know, I can answer anything that you have.
Sounds good.
All right. Did you think you could get all those back to me by the end of the day today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can get it back to you by the end of the day.
Okay, perfect. So if that's the case...
The only thing I might not be able to get to you today is the extension. It all depends on my accountant because I don't have that extension, but I can get a hold of him, and hopefully he can get it to me today.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell you what. If you can send the 14 tax return with the application and bank statements,
uh-huh.
if you can get those into me today, I should be able to get something started for you. And then
okay.
when you get the 15 extension, you can send that in. Because
okay.
for the preliminary steps, that won't hold us back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, I will shoot that email over to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me while
I'm
here?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.